Right, well, I understand that we have John in Werrington with us who's got a food-related Christmas question. Hello, John.
Hello there. I had a colostomy for 4 months, and I didn't really know this, but peas are one of the last things to digest. Why is that?
Right, so why is it that we get what also gets dubbed the sweet corn effect? I think it's what you're asking, isn't
it?
Yeah, why do some things go straight through? It's interesting, because if you look at little kiddies, they have something called peas and carrots diarrhea, actually, and it's not unusual for young toddlers to have whole vegetables coming out in what comes out in their nappies.
Yeah.
And you think there's something terribly wrong, but actually it just effectively reflects the fact that the digestive system isn't very well developed in youngsters, and it gets better as we get older. But there are some things that still frustrate our digestive systems, and we don't break them down very well. And things like sweet corn and things like peas have a very hard, what we call pericarp. This is the structure around the outside of the fruit. So when it goes through, it's very resistant because it's got a lot of a chemical called cellulose in it. It's very resistant to digestion because we don't have digestive juices that can break down cellulose. And we rely on our bowel bacteria to do that for us. But even they have their limits. And as a result, if you don't chew up the sweet corn to break through that pericarp, then the digestive juices can't get inside it in order to attack what's on the inside. So it's just that cellulose suit of armour around the outside which stops it being broken down, and nature takes its course and out the back end it comes.
The other question is, because I have so much taken away, does it actually grow back?
Does what grow back?
Your intestine or whatever.
Because what they
I've
do...
Because people say to me, why is it you can't eat certain foods, such as digestive biscuits?
Yes, no, I understand what you mean. If you have a large amount of the intestine removed, John, what can happen is that the absorptive surface, which takes out, in some cases, nutrients, but if it's the large bowel, then water, isn't there. And so if you eat things that can bind a lot of water, then what actually gets turned normally into feces stays very, very liquid. And as a result, you end up with a lot of water not being absorbed. And there are the obvious consequences. So it's all to do really with what we call soluble fibre. And so some of these foodstuffs that have a lot of indigestible things in them bind a lot of water, and that makes things a lot more liquid.
What?
But thank you for joining us on the programme.
So I was enjoying it.
Do you have a Christmas joke for us, John?
Why is it a car can't play football?
A car can't play football?
Yeah.
I'm going to guess, but I'm going to go because it's only got one boot.
That's right, you're dead right.
Yeah, see, I should be writing these things. They're just so dreadful, aren't they? Thank you very much, John.